fall, we have our roundup. So yeah. I'm heavily involved in that, coordinating our posse groups.
Oh, really?
Right there. So we need to really know the terrain to be able to push the bison, because a lot of times they just go along and, you know, they take a good path where we want them to go. But, you know, some years they want to do something different. We need to be prepared.
Well, and so you said earlier that you saw that on TV and thought that's easy.
Yeah, I thought I could do that. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought about that.
It turns out to be harder than, they made it look easy on TV.
Yes. Because they were on TV.
Do you like that roundup?
Oh, I do.
That's got to be massive, a massive project. A
lot of people. And it is a lot of work to get it, to, you know, get it to go off.
Yeah. So is it harder to manage the people or the bison?
People. Oh. Definitely the people.
Really?
Yeah.
You get so many of them, or that's not the problem?
Well, no, we actually sometimes have almost as many people as we do bison. So, you know, typically about 400 riders.
Wow.
A number of years ago, they had over 500. So, we do try and limit. We haven't had a limit in a couple of years, but it's always a possibility. So, you know, people want to come out and they want to push bison, and they're not cattle. And people, you know, there are people that do herd cattle, you know, and there's people that want to herd cattle. They don't know what they're doing anyway, but they're different animals, and so you can't herd them like cattle. And you always want, some people just want to do their own thing and just, you know, keep pushing the animals, and it's hard on the animals, and you know, people get hurt. So, but most of the people are pretty good.
Yeah.
But you still have that group of people that are going to do their own thing regardless. You can't really, it's, you know, you're in a group of 500 people. You can't shoot them. You know, I mean, there's only a few of you and a lot of them.
Yeah, right.